It's a crime that works under the radar, endangers public health, and exists through violence and organized crime. Today, WGBH Radio begins a special series, Underground Trade, a look inside human trafficking. As you'll learn, it starts in Asia, but thrives in Boston, Providence, and many New England cities and towns. To help set the tone, here's President Obama in September, when he labeled human trafficking as slavery.
I do not use that word slavery lightly. It evokes, obviously, one of the most painful chapters in our nation's history. But around the world, there's no denying the awful reality.
The president said today's slavery appears in different forms, when a man is forced to work and then beaten, or when a woman is locked in a sweatshop, or when a boy is kidnapped and forced to become a child soldier. And then there's the underground sex trade.
When a little girl is sold by her impoverished family, the girl's my daughter's age, runs away from home or is lured by the false promise of a better life and then imprisoned in a brothel and tortured if she resists, that's slavery. It is barbaric and it is evil and it has no place in a civilized world.
It's been 2.5 years since WGBH reporter Philip Martin investigated sex and human trafficking in our area, and since then the focus has been on modern-day abolitionists who are working to end slavery as we know it. So today, Philip begins a new series of reports to examine this underground trade.
On a warm October night, the small affluent town of Wellesley has better things to think about than human trafficking. The Farmers Market, a support group of the Congregational Church, and the Wellesley Historical Society lecture on why the War of 1812 matters. But on this night, Wellesley goes from a town renowned for its colleges and highly educated residents to a place where cops bust in an alleged prostitution ring operating out of a massage parlor.
We were wicked surprised. You wouldn't think you'd see that, like, in Wellesley. You know, and right there under
right
our noses.
Yeah,
I'm a biker. I usually know all that stuff that goes on, and I didn't even know.
No longer just ranking as a best place to live in America, Wellesley now has a small business shut down by joint local, state, and federal law enforcement officials, taking down an alleged human trafficking and prostitution ring with connections to New York.
When people think of human trafficking, they expect that there are, you know, people being held behind walls, you know, locked doors. That's not always the case.
Sergeant Donna Gavin heads the Boston Police Anti-Human Trafficking Crime Unit, part of a statewide task force charged with crushing an illegal industry that operates mainly underground and via the internet.
I can say that I've met some of the women involved. I think in several of the cases, they didn't come here to be involved in that industry. They left, definitely what they left were not good circumstances from their home country, but they came here thinking that they were going to have a better life, and it turned that they were forced into prostitution.
Sergeant Gavin has put dozens of pimps and traffickers behind bars and works closely with victims, including dozens rescued from Boston-area massage parlors and spas over the years.
And to think that they would do that to the girls, you know what I mean? Never let them out. You know, they could never pay enough.
The so-called sex trade no longer lives in designated combat zones. Today it's brothels, apartments, nail salons, hotels. And what starts in Asia goes to New York and up the coast of Providence, Boston, and other Northeast cities and towns. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley.
We allege that there are women who are being offered for sale. We don't believe that they live in Massachusetts. We believe they, and we allege they've been transported from, at least as far as we know, from out of state. We have reason to believe in some instances that if they've come from New York or some other state, that's not where they came from.
There are well-organized groups that are involved with this.
Somerville Police Chief Thomas Pascarello is also a member of Massachusetts Anti-Trafficking Task Force.
These aren't small, mom-and-pop type organizations. These are well-funded, well-functioning, well-trained organizations that are responsible for exploiting and bringing these people to the United States.
Pascarello should know. As the former director for the Drug Enforcement Agency in Southeast Asia, he's busted drug operations. And he says that closing an alleged brothel in Wellesley is the tip of the iceberg of a multi-billion dollar worldwide industry connected by money, a desperation to leave home, and migration.
The women that we've seen coming in from Cambodia, from Laos, from Thailand, the common denominator is they're all looking for a better quality of life. but they don't expect it to come either through human trafficking or from labor trafficking.
As investigators in the state beef up task forces to take on organized crime, I headed to Asia, Thailand, Vietnam, even Dubai, to examine today's slavery, now referred to as human trafficking. I talked with bar girls and child victims of exploitation in Pattaya, Thailand, accompanied a young girl in North Vietnam as she was reunited with her folks.
When her daughter was missing, she worries to death.
Rode with a limo driver in New York whose wife has been prostituted to pay off a debt. And I even sat on a plane with men from Boston and New York heading to sex tourism spots in Asia. My goal? Find out where these victims are coming from and where they're going. Providence Detective Mike Correa.
There is evidence that they do move these girls around or they move freely. So that would lead us to believe that it is organized.
I interviewed modern-day abolitionists to learn how a poor, desperate woman from a village in China or a student from Thailand end up being prostituted in Providence or Boston, often arriving at South Station, side by side with tourists and commuters, and no one the wiser. Lieutenant Chris Maynard of the MBTA Transit Police.
They may have had arrangements prior to coming here, or there might be other arrangements once they leave this building. But they don't stick out. They look like every other passenger. They have bags. They have, you know, they look like anybody else who's traveling.
And who's there when they arrive? Who's there to help these women? Who are today's abolitionists? Who is working to stop an underground trade, a reverse underground railroad where individuals, rather than heading toward freedom, are bound in captivity? And so New York is where I'm going, to try to understand the conditions that have led to what President Obama describes as modern-day slavery. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Philip's series Underground Trade will air Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout January, and you can go online to see the trafficking routes, plus learn about today's modern-day abolitionist. Visit WGBHnews.org. And this series is part of our collaboration with the Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism at Brandeis University and the International Center for Journalists.